Type 45?
Type 45, baby.
Keep it toit. Keep it 45.
Toit like a tiger.
Toit like Tony the Tiger. Yes.
You're entering a realm which is unusual. Maybe it's magic or contains some kind of monster. The second one. Prepare to enter.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
Good news, everyone!
Hello and welcome
to the world of tomorrow!
I'm your host, Daniel.
And I'm your secondary host, Willie.
And welcome to the new, not newest, but new season of
Liquid
Futurama.
U. The new season.
The new season with a crispy R. Where we are lovers, lickers, and likers of Futurama.
And just like this season, we have been rebirthed.
Correct. We took a nice little hiatus during and after the holidays, which was nice.
It was nice, and I am now covered in placenta from the
covered
birth.
Fully. I made lasagna out of mine, to be fair.
Oh my God, I wish I had enough. I only had enough to make a sort of
a potatoes au gratin.
I was gonna say a placaise salad.
Sick.
A little dressing.
A little, yeah, just a little
potatoes au gratin.
Made some platizer dressing. Platinagrette. This is all stemming from a conversation we had.
Placeaser salad.
High school, we learned that some women eat the placenta, and then we just came up with a large volume of different recipes.
No, we didn't come up with that. It's that there are blogs out there where people tell you how to cook
your
placenta.
Really what it was? That is,
yes, and lasagna was a real recipe that we found.
Anything that comes out of a human hole, you probably should not cook with. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Mm-mm. I know it's human nutrient eggs. Dense, but technically to bacteria, so is your poop. Right, so
true. Yes, is pee nutrient dense? Pee is sterile, but I don't know if
pee
it's nutrient
is...
dense.
No, I don't think so.
I guess
you know what.
Depends.
Let's find out.
You know what? No, you know what? It is. No, I think it actually is because you do pee out all the vitamins that you like.
Oh, that's true. Just, yeah, that's vitamin B. When I take my vitamins, my pee becomes electric yellow.
Oh yeah, baby. Also, when you it's so stupid when you take these like the vitamin C, and it's like 10,000% of your daily your body
just
your body
right
absorbs 100%, and you just piss
most
it
of
out.
Those
yeah,
most of those are water soluble. So
yeah, exactly. So it's not like you're like actually getting 10,000% of your vitamin C, and if you did, you would be jacked.
Yeah, because vitamin C is the thing responsible for muscles.
Correct.
When people talk about steroids, they're actually just injecting pure vitamin C into their muscles.
It's just pure, not Flonase. What's it called?
Pronase.
Platonase.
Emergency.
Emergency.
It's emergency. You said Flonase.
Well, I said it earlier. Whatever. When people eat like the emergency, it is not actually doing really very much. Just have a gummy. Just have a gummy.
Just have a gummy.
Chill out, man.
It's giving season. We were just talking about this before we started recording, how that trend of saying it's giving blank ruined me because when the holidays were around this recently, 2023 holidays, all I could think of was every time I'd read it's giving season, I would read it's giving season.
Season. It's giving season.
Now that begs the question, what exactly is season?
It's giving
and
seasoning.
We'll talk about that more at 11.
More
but
at 11.
First, we've got some but
good
first,
news, everyone.
Oh, look at that transition.
You ruined it. No,
what?
I'm just kidding.
What?
My transition.
Oh, try it again.
More on that
try
at
it
11.
Right now.
More on that at 11, but first.
Good news, everyone.
Ooh, that was a good one. That was a good one. So,
welcome to the news at 11. It's giving season. Begging the question, what exactly is season? More on that at 11:01. Welcome to the 11:01 news. It's giving season. What exactly is season? You'll find out after this quick commercial break.
Do we have the clip? Do we have the clip?
This giving season, cherish your loved ones with lasagna. Okay, I'm done. All right, guys, let's jump into a little something that we like to call
good news, everyone.
Yeah, and I'll go first. I'm just going to come out right out and say it. Recently, I've been giving cunt, and it's been great news for me.
That is good. That's good. What's the word? Symmetry for the universe, because I've been taking cunt.
Oh,
been taking cunt classes at the Y.
Ooh, yes. And that is symbiosis on a cunt level, if you will.
Of course, the YWCA, because there is no cunt at the YMCA.
Oh, honey, you haven't been looking hard enough. We call it bunt in the gay community.
Bunt. It's giving bunt.
It's giving bunt. Bussy and bunt. No, I just had my...
Much like a circular cake pan with a hole in the middle of it, it's giving bunt.
Much like stopping a baseball rather than swinging for the fences, it's giving bunt. And also, mm-hmm. Yours is spelled with a D, so...
But it's pronounced the same, bitch. I've listeners remember I used to use the gavel sound a lot, and now I like to use the punch sound.
Violence.
I've switched from order, law and order, to chaos and anarchy. Chaos and violence.
We're here. Hey, you know what? It's giving season, to be honest.
It's giving season.
No, I had my little annual review, which was great. It was like good news all around. I was very happy with it. Wasn't the best.
Good news, everyone.
But it was okay. I'm just glad I didn't get like, you know, a shitty rating. So
how many did you get any demerits?
No demerits, but a stern warning.
About how your LaCroix volume drinking?
No, that if I'm gonna wear a thong to the office, I can't wear a halter top with it.
I have made the exact same mistake.
We all make those mistakes. Do you remember Gail Van Ho would always have her thong out at lunch in middle school?
Oh, my God.
Whale tail.
Whale tail. She is someone whose hair – love you, Gail, but you did a lot of crimes to your hair. All correct. The bleaching and the straightening. I can't imagine what kind of trauma your hair has been through. I hope it's okay now.
I mean, my sister gave a lot of trauma to her – skin with tanning, so stopped, and then it's better now. So maybe Gail Van Ho's hair is like Hannah's skin, very rejuvenated.
It doesn't that sound like a cream or something?
It sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
Rejuvie.
Oh,
it's rejuvie, not red juvie.
Hi, my name's Reg. Rejuvie.
Stupid.
Reginald Uvi.
He's actually the one who came up with the UV spectrum.
Stupid. Ay, that was a good one, though. What's your good news, my lord?
You know what? Life has its ups and life has its downs. And sometimes life has its all arounds. But today and not tomorrow... Everybody, okay, I can't even rhyme.
We'll have
tomorrow.
Sometimes have sorrow.
There you go. We're back on track. And once upon a silly time, you're now in Willy time.
Oh. Oh,
shit. I should have said a Willy rhyme. Damn.
We'll workshop it. We'll work 2020.
No, I'm doing good. Let's see. Well, Quay did tell me we're having a housewarming soon, and Quay did tell me to, quote, give your dad some sleeping pills so that he would conk out and you could come to our housewarming party. Because Daniel's dad will be visiting when we have this party.
I know. What shitty timing.
They're both invited, of course. But Jeff, hope you can make it. I don't know if you still listen. But obviously, we understand if you can't because it is quite the trek. So I'm not going to apply pressure the way I would like a tourniquet.
I tried to get him to go to Napa, and he didn't really even want to go that far.
Oh, God. So, and they have wine there.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, and that's wine country, so.
Okay. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. But having said that, I wish I could come.
It's going to be giving season the whole time.
You'll be serving cunt or...
I was going to say something, but then I was going to remind you of a thing that you love and that I hate, so I decided to not say it.
Is it burping in the microphone?
YouTube? No, it's something else. It's a YouTube video from high school that you and Caleb Gothard loved, and I never understood.
Oh, fried pig pussy.
Because you said serving cunt, and so immediately I thought pig pussy, and then I said, let me not say that.
It was so weird.
It was an old man clearly on drugs. Or having had a lifetime of usage and his brain chemistry has been altered. Yes. And I did not find it funny and I didn't really understand it, but you guys thought it was the funniest thing ever.
We really enjoyed it. It was very odd and it was like 90 seconds and we knew every single word to it and would talk about it at length because we loved it so much. But you know what? That's showbiz, kid. That's showbiz.
Hey, that's showbiz. It's a profit thing, kid.
It's a profit thing, kid. And he truly did not have any teeth.
And... the teeth were lacking in that department.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a Muncie level of teeth.
Which is zero.
which is zero to two.
To negative one. Yeah. They'll take your teeth from you. They'll take your teeth
from
you.
I can really go for some chilled teeth right now.
Oh, my God. I was just at Tony's Tooth Locker the other day.
I was going to say Terry's Tooth Locker.
Terrible Tony's Tooth Locker. The thing about their teeth is that they're ice cold.
I fucking hate that so much. Why did I remind – you reminded me of a thing.
Now we're even. That is one of the funniest ideas I've ever had because I come back to it periodically like in a different way all the time because it just is now living somewhere in my brain. And so then every once in a while I'll be like, Tony's Tooth Locker.
Tony's Tooth. Whenever there's the consonants of two T's next to each other, you're just Tony's Tooth Locker. So.
Second only to maybe Pretty Pots, Every Flavor Bean, Oops, All Piss. I think about that all the time now.
Oops, All Piss. Like, Oops, All Crunch Berries, but it's flavored but it's jelly bean.
Which insinuates that like people were demanding that there has been every time people got Pretty Pots, Every Flavor Bean, there was some group of people that were like, I wish it was just the piss flavor.
I wish this was more piss flavored beans.
There's not enough piss flavor.
That's what we came to Birdies for. Good. We had some good times.
We had some good times. Well, Petey, why don't we jump into the episode? Of course, as this is kicking off a season, we're going to start with – this is season 7, episode 1 of both the show and the podcast.
And
title Rebirth. So that's what we were saying earlier, and that's what got us talking about Plazonia for a few minutes there.
Correct. That was an odd link, but a link nonetheless.
And a chain is only strong as its weakest link, and I would say that the Plazonia link was actually pretty strong. Because of all the nutrients. The nutrient
10 density. 10 out of 10. Nutrient density. Just like Birdie Bots Ever Flavored Beans, Oops All Piss. Because we just talked about pee having.
There we go.
Nutrients. Mm-hmm. Full circle.
And,
circuitous.
And just like being full circle, this episode is full circle. And you see what I did there. Mm-hmm. And no exaggeration. So this starts with, we start with a, in a mise en scène in the middle of the scene.
Media res, in fact.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
You know who I really wanted to bring back today?
Arby's. It's BOGO beef days at Arby's.
We need to get James Adomian on the cast. We just need him on the cast.
Oh my God. If I could just meet James Adomian and have like a 15-minute conversation with him.
We'll take Will Sasso as a backup as well.
I would also take Will Sasso.
We'd be happy
to have Will Sasso. Both very talented actor comedians.
Yes. Impressionists.
Impressionists as well.
Yes. Who's your favorite impressionist? Is it Monet or Will Sasso?
Yeah. The guy who did that like French park scene.
Yes. Who's that? I think that's...
That was James Adomian.
Wait, now it's gonna. I think it was Monet.
Yeah, Monet, because Monet and Manet are different, right?
Manet and Monet are different. French park scene painter
with the dots.
It's hanging in Chicago. A Sunday afternoon on the island of La Grande Jetty.
La Grande. Jetty.
Oh, Seurat.
Seurat.
Georges Seurat. Yeah.
Jean Georges Peppers.
Misty Peppers.
Filibuster.
Filibuster.
That was an infamous sketch. Wait, what was the? There was one that was like Razzle Dazzle, but it wasn't that. It was like Bamboozle.
Razzle Dazzle.
Razzle Dazzle. Who?
Which,
it might have been Razzle
which
Dazzle.
Player said it? Like Chris Parnell or
someone?
I can't
remember. Haircut was. Oh my God! We just have to. We have to watch it again because there's that. That was like 2003 or 2004. That was really long ago. That was like 20
years ago.
That
was long ago. Well, Tina Fey. Still on.
Amy Poehler. Maya Rudolph.
I feel like Parnell was still there.
Horatio Sands. Parnell was still there. Horatio Sands is in it. Colin Farrell.
I'm your host, Colin Farrell.
Wow, we really are going full circle with everything, including the accents.
Oh my God. Well, this is the theme. So bring us full circle back to the episode. And straying away. So this episode is – the plot is weird. It's basically like them trying to figure out – get to the bottom of something the whole time. So the professor is working on something and Fry comes in. And he's like, hey, like, professor, something is wrong. And he's like injured as if he's been struck by lightning. And then the professor explains to him like what happened. And so most of the episode is him telling a story to Fry about what happened. But then at a certain point, Fry, they're trying to save Leela because the ship had crashed and everyone's heads were saved because the professor had these like Invincispheres, but the only one that was full body size was the professor's and everyone else's was just their head.
So and everyone mine has air conditioning.
So everyone's head is saved, and then it's just like their skeletons. So the professor uses this like giant vat of stem cells to bring everybody back, except Leela, who is in a permanent coma,
an irreversible coma.
Coma. And I love how Fry's like, aren't those controversial? He's like, and your time, yes. However, now. Shut up.
Yeah, clearly they're still like not the most. He's like, plus these are adult stem cells, which came from adults, which I killed for their stem cells. So it's like the morality of it is just as bad, if not worse.
Right. Exactly. It's so good. And like, you're right. This is kind of an odd episode to be the first one back. Like, I understand the whole rebirth idea. I don't think this is the best episode of the season, to be honest, but. I get why they did it, but it is kind of an odd episode that like doesn't have as much character as you'd think.
And it weirdly doesn't have a plot. Like what, like if you were to ask me like, what's the arc of the episode? I'd be like, cause sure. Part of it in the middle is like Fry having his like robot version of Leela. And then you get the whole like fun and games with like, you know, it's like I'm seeing twins. Like, I don't know which one to shoot. Type of thing.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, exactly. I love the play on that they have, which is shoot her. She's the robot. No, shoot her. She's the human. He's like, I can't tell which is which. And they're like, we just told you.
Yeah, you idiot. Yeah, I love that. And basically, they all slide out of this like rubber rectum from the vat of stem cells. And Bender is unable to breathe. And he's like, I'm flatlining. And then he just makes a sound himself and goes,
beep. Yeah, he's like, beep, beep, beep. Beep.
And so the professor puts a doomsday device inside of him, which I always hate how weak, like, the doomsday device needs to be so inordinately powerful that it could destroy the earth. That's what doomsday is.
I mean, right. The day.
The doom on the day. Probably both. Probably doom.
Probably both.
This.
Doom day.
Doomsday.
Man, day. Camera, woman, TV.
And so. But Bender basically has to party, and I love how he, like, continuously talks about how much he hates partying, and then he's like, let's party!
Woo! Yeah. And I love at the point – so Fry, after finding out that Leela's in this coma and they can't bring her back, Fry is just, like, distraught because this season starts out with them being in love, which
– right. This is, we like, haven't the new normal.
Yeah, this is the new normal, is that they're, like, a couple now, and so Fry is, like, distraught, and he's, like, sad. He's like, maybe I can go, like – he goes to build a bot workshop, which is, you know, like build a bear. Mm-hmm. And I love it says for ages 8 to 9. So it's like a very small range of appropriate age for this toy. But he builds a robot that has like purple wire hair. And then he's like putting eyes on it. And he puts two on. He's like, no, I don't like that. And then one of them falls off. And the other centers. And he's like, I like that for some reason. It's like obviously because it's a Cyclops now.
It reminded me of the quote from the movie we watched where he's like – because I love Norwals. Because I like things that have one thing instead of two things where or where they should have two things. It's, like, it's the exact same quote.
Exactly.
I also love this. There's a sign at the Build-A-Bot workshop, and it's give your robot a soul, $5.99.
Yeah, it's pretty affordable, actually.
Not too bad. Pretty cheap. And so Fry basically builds this robot, and it's like kind of like a tin standard robot that you're thinking of, and it cuts to a new scene, and it's of course wonderful Tress McNeil, and she's the voice of the robot's like,
oh yeah,
I like jelly beans. Do you like jelly beans? So they imbibe it with all of Leela's memories slash all the recordings from the tape in there. Hi Quay.
She milly whopping.
No, oh, I don't even know what that means.
You want to say hi?
Hi, Quay. Welcome to the cast.
Hi, Daniel. Are we live?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're live.
This is Quay's first time on the podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome.
I thought you were still, like, preparing to start, and now
no.
I'm on here.
Okay, we're live. All right. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Love you. Bye. We got her on the cast.
She's been casted.
Yeah, she's been casted.
So it's basically a robot that looks exactly like Leela and is pretty much Leela in every way.
Which is just the Lucy Liu episode all over again.
I
it's
was
like
just say,
the
which is
second
the
time
Lucy
Fry
Liu.
Is dating a robot, basically.
And you would think that, like, for the new episode where they just get funding for Comedy Central, they come up with something completely out of the way, but, you know.
But not for something completely different.
Not for something completely different.
Why were we doing Robin Williams for Monty Python?
For my, I know.
It's Robin Williams. Something completely different. Robin Williams.
Adams. Oh, I'm a lady now.
The one where it's like Infinity Patch Adams or whatever. Yeah. Or the Morks. It's a bunch of Morks. That's what it is. It's
Morks, yeah. The Morks are coming. That was a very funny play on Ork and Mork.
So good. Oh my God.
So, basically, this is where the plot slows, and it's just like everyone trying to figure out what's going on, and like Leela is still in her coma. Really, the only further instance that we go to the Cyclops plant or the planet
the Cyclophage.
Where the Cyclophage, yeah, exactly.
Which is an endangered species that only eats Cyclops.
Right, exactly. And I also love that they're like they upload basically like this memory of Leela. It's like her entire consciousness into it, because that's the exact plot of Cyberpunk 2077. Is like basically you get uploaded with someone with the memory of Keanu Reeves, and it's like his entire consciousness.
Oh, it's just his like memories in are in you.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought he was like just some guardian angel AI or something. I haven't
no,
I've
like
only
like
played the very beginning
life.
Of the game.
Oh, it's good. I love
you know what I, you know what lost me? I actually just don't like first person
FPS.
Shooters. I
yeah.
don't
I
I've gotten so
it.
Used to the third person view. Which, by the way, I started playing Unshrouded, very fun survival game.
Oh,
survival
I'm not sure
and
if I'm
crafting.
A biggest survival game fan, but
I enjoy it. This one doesn't kill you if you don't eat, but eating gives you a buff. So I do like that. I don't like when you die if you don't eat enough.
Yeah, those games are a little much.
That's hard.
Yeah,
that stresses me out because I'm like, I just need to get food. I just need to get food. When really what I want to do is like build a cool house, you know what I mean, and explore.
Animal Crossing.
Well, yeah, but in a different way. But yes.
Not buying it, Senator. Not buying it.
So I do not recall.
Oh my God, that was Mike Zuckerberg. His less famous brother, Mike Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Mike Zuckerberg.
When he was like, Senator, yes, we're trying everything. It was great to see him get
Did you see Austin Nasso or whatever his thing about Zuckerberg? He's like
the Discord
talking
guy?
About.
Oh, no.
The tech roast show guy on Instagram.
Yeah.
He does like Trump impressions and stuff. And he also does the Mark Zuckerberg. He's like, no. Like, don't run away, because if you do, the ankle bracelet attached to you will explode. And he's like, it's always Mark Zuckerberg sneaking up in your bed, and he's like, don't scream.
Good morning. Don't scream, please.
But he did one of, like, a parody of, like, the senatorial hearing or whatever, and he's talking about, like, human sacrifices or something. He's like, but don't worry, because I absorbed their nutrients, and now I'm more powerful.
It's just so on par for how fucking weird Mark Zuckerberg is.
I know. He truly is like alien really is a good description of like how he acts, I feel like.
Yeah. Alien, android, or robot. Take your pick. He is the Leela robot, but just less like a human. And we're back to the episode.
Wait, thank you so much. And so basically Fry is like kind of dealing with the robot. Leela finds out pretty quickly she's a robot, and so she kind of has like an existential crisis because she's like, am I just an automaton, or like is being in love with Fry like my choice? So she kind of like doesn't really know which way to go at first. And then they go to take Leela to the cyclophage because it's in her will is like, if I'm ever in a coma, feed me to the cyclophage. So they
which
go to do that,
sense
which makes her. Perfect sense for her. Yeah. This is so her. And I love that for her.
So her. I love it for her. I love that for you. I love that for her.
And then, which by the way, before they take her there, the professor tries one last remedy to wake her up. And it's just a robot that picks her up and shakes her and goes, wake up, wake up,
wake up.
And he refers to it as, we've tried everything that traditional medicine has to offer. So he's, that whole thing of like just using an air horn and yelling at her is quote
like
unquote
fireworks going
traditional
off.
Medicine. Yeah.
And then Fry starts beating the shit out of her with a bat, trying to wake her up.
Yeah, he's like, wake up! And he just starts wailing on her.
And the only thing that could actually wake her up on the cyclophage planet is Bender whooping it up. And she's like, Bender!
Burping
shut
a flame.
The hell up!
Yeah. So then, of course, the classic hijinks of like clones ensue where the two Leelas hate each other. And they get into a fight over Fry. And this is where we get the whole thing of like them being like, he's like, I don't know which one to shoot. And they're like, identify each other for him. She's the human, shoot her. No, she's the robot, shoot her. And he's like, I can't tell which is which. Yeah. We just told like, you, fine. You idiot.
I guess I won't shoot anyone. And I forgot about this twist completely. I
Me
did
too.
Not remember this. And Fry shoots himself. He's like, oh, thank God. Just between the lungs. And then he's going to try a hole with gears.
And so then it turns out Fry's a robot. But one thing I love is that when robot Leela comes in before they fight, human Leela is like, no, we should be fine as long as the robot me is not the jealous type like I am. So it's like fun, perfect Matt Groening foreshadowing for what's about to happen in the next second. So, of course, robot Leela runs in and she goes, you slut clops. Get off my man. But Daniel, as you know, slut clops was my nickname in high school.
That's true. I only had
one penis.
He only had one. That's very true. But he also wore an eye patch over one of his balls.
Over
so
the penis.
Thought that we were hanging with Bonzi Wells, one ball on the basketball court.
I'm trying to think of like, does that math work out? Because if
you put an eye patch over one of your balls.
No, yes. It's like a ball thong.
I hate that. I don't know why a ball thong
I hate that.
I mean, I have worn jock straps before, but I've never thought of it as a ball thong.
Well, that, like that jockstrap is just a regular thong.
It's the opposite of a thong. There's nothing on your butt. It just goes around your butt.
That's what a thong is.
No, it's just up your butt. Jockstraps just go around your butt.
I know, there's but you might as well have nothing is what I'm saying. It shows your entire butt. Yeah, that is my point.
Yes, okay. For,
it gives you no coverage on the cheeks.
For purposes?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh god.
We're trying to make make ends meet. You know, the meat on the end of a sausage.
Don't tempt me with a good time. Oh my gosh. Little weenies, sausage caps. Yes, please.
You mean the little anus of a hot dog?
Oh my god. Okay, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it for me.
You'd think that you would like that equally as much.
That's very true. You would think so, but I don't know.
It combines wieners and anus at the same time. That's a party for Daniel.
That's all I've ever wanted. That reminds me of like, whose penis opens up and accepts the other
Oh, God.
That's talking to Oscar.
A nightmare.
And that was ad-libbed, too. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Way to go, Rainn Wilson.
I'm glad they kept that one.
Yeah, me too. So anyways, we find out the Fry is a robot. And then the professor's like, oh, yes, I know. But like, just very coincidentally, completely forgetting what happened.
Well, he's like, who knows what happened? Oh, that's right. I do. Yeah. And then he starts telling the story.
That basically, Leela was the one who survived. She went crazy, did the exact Build-A-Bear with Fry. And then they both basically get in a horrific accident. Leela turns into just a very clean skeleton with a head on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
which everyone else does too. They get it up. There's a massive impact where Planet Express ship crashes into the street and there's a huge explosion and everyone's bones are fine. It's just that all their flesh is gone.
And all the bones are somehow connected perfectly.
But the bones, still. Yeah, exactly. And the bones are all still connected and their heads are fine because of the protective spheres.
Protective spheres. Yeah, exactly. There she is. There they are. And so the professor basically explains that's why Fry is a robot, but Fry didn't survive because he tried to protect Leela. So he was basically just a bunch of like skin and hair that he threw into. Yeah. It all fizzled out.
And then eventually the birthing machine doesn't work, but then eventually it does. And Fry is rebirthed fully as a human. So then we have two Fries, one robot, one human, and two Leelas. One robot, one human.
And they put such an easy bow on it. They're like, okay, the robots are just going to get together and leave.
Yeah, but they both take their skin off.
Yeah, it's like, well, maybe they'll like come up. Because I was thinking about it. I was like, do they come up in later episodes? And then I forgot that they like rip their skin off and they turn into like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They both have accents.
Different looking robots. Yeah.
Like, I'll be back, baby. We'll be back for our stuff.
Yeah, we'll be back for our stuff.
And then Amy's like, why did their voices change? And the professor's like, that's one thing we'll never know.
The greatest mystery of all.
Yeah. Science has never known why their voices change when they take their skin off.
So you think everything's wrapped up, but Bender's still hooping it up and, you know, popping around. He's got the Doomsday device still inside him and the ex machina of the, well, maybe not really an ex machina, but very unsuspected, the Cyclophage was actually tailing the ship. He licked the ship and then with his like toad tongue and got stuck. So he comes in while Bender finally decides he's done with partying and he'd rather die and blow everyone else up.
Yeah, he'd rather kill everyone, which reminds me of the I'm so embarrassed. I wish everyone else were dead.
So good. I love it. So Bender's overheating. He loses one of his eyes. The other shifts to the center. The cyclophage ends up eating him, and it gets stuck in his like throat, which is like the skinniest part of him, and then he just blows up inside of him and walks
It's
right
sort of one of those like internal booms. It doesn't even like explode the whole guy, and then he dies, and then Bender's like cured.
And Bender's like, what does it take to kill me?
Yeah. I didn't realize that was Bender this indestructible.
Later. Yeah. It's funny because Bender dies in later seasons. So, but I love that Bender's just like completely fine, pops his eye back in. And then at the very end, he's like, oh, thank God. I'm so sick of partying. I'm so glad I'm cured. Let's party.
Yeah.
And they all start dancing and wrap it up. Oy vey. What so, a good what
overall, a good
back.
Episode. A good, yeah, exactly. A good welcome back. Well, Petey, why don't we get into some trivia?
Oh, yes. Do you want to go first or do you want me to?
I'll go first. I think I only have a couple here.
Lay it on me, Papa.
Okay, the first one. Actually, here, I'll have three. The first one's going to be a little harder. Which of the Hermeism? What Hermeism do we start out with in this episode?
Sweet something of somewhere?
Yes.
Do you have to know what it is?
Yes.
Oh, I have no clue.
That's what the Hermeism is.
Sweet anteater of Santa Anita? Sweet anteater of Santa Anita?
It's what a coincidence of Port-au-Prince.
That's a good one, shit.
What a coincidence of Port-au-Prince.
And then the second one is this is a notable doomsday device that the professor
it's
uses.
It's in the first movie with the...
Yes, with the snurfers.
Scammers, yeah.
And so what...
Sprungers.
How does the professor refer to it in that movie?
In that movie?
We can identify this as being which ranked doomsday device.
It's the professor's favorite doomsday device.
And what kind of favorite?
Sentimental favorite.
Yes! There you go, Petey.
But that's my sentimental favorite. It's not for sale.
You've been scammed, sweetheart.
Okay, and what does Fry say he misses the most of Leela? When he talks to Bender at their apartment before he goes to build a bot, he says he misses something about Leela.
Is it a physical or a non-physical trait?
It's like a physical interaction between the two.
Making out?
It's the moist touch of her eyeball on his lips.
Eyeball on my lips. I want halfsies for that.
Okay, I'll give you halfsies on that.
Ooh, 50%. All right. Well, I'm saying
the moist touch, and then the idea that he's like putting his mouth straight up on her eyeball is nasty.
Sick.
Her eye would get infected because we know what Fry puts in his mouth. Weird shit.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Okay. So Fry is giving a status report to Leela when the ship is crashing. He says forward Game Boy not responding. What is he actually playing? What controller is he actually
using?
It's
a Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
I did notice that as well. I was like, that's not a Game Boy. And they know it. Because then and he says like, oh, Mario's down or something.
yeah. Mario down. What instrument is used to bring
her? What is wrong with you today?
What?
You said crassing and then you said instrument.
Instrument?
You said instrument.
Yes, you did. No, I did not. I think Petey's up.
Do you smell burnt toast, Petey?
Does it smell really irony?
My instrument is crassing.
My instruments are crassing. What do I do?
Okay,
James
sorry, go
Bond's
ahead.
Having a strong call the Bondulance. I love that meme. What instrument is used to bring Hermes out of the silicon butthole of the big vat of stem cells?
What instrument?
Mm-hmm.
Like a musical instrument or like a medical instrument?
Medical.
Is it giant forceps? The tongs?
That is correct. Yes, that is correct. It was an easy one. It's just like giant ones, like baby given forceps. How does the professor describe Fry dissolving in the juice?
Oh,
I think God. It's so fucking gross.
I remember this part where the professor's describing it, but I don't remember exactly what he says.
You give up?
Yeah.
He's like, and he dissolved like phlegm on a hot sidewalk.
Right, phlegm on a hot sidewalk. Gross.
Disgusting. And when the professor requests that Bender keep partying at the very end, Bender denies him with this phrase.
Oh.
I love this phrase. And I actually have been saying it wrong this entire time.
Any hints?
It rhymes. It's four words and it rhymes. And he's vibrating violently when he says it.
Hmm. All the phrases I'm thinking of Bender are not four words. I'm back, baby. Bite my shiny metal ass.
Shut up, baby. I know it.
Cheese it. Damn. I don't know.
So I thought he was always saying no chance hot pants, but he says no chance high pants.
Yes, I did. Because the professor is old. No chance high pants. I do remember that
now. I love
that
one.
No chance high pants.
No chance high pants.
He's the one with the hot pants.
A few other times. Yes, he loves the hot pants.
Molten hot at that point.
But I always thought it was hot pants until I had the subtitles on. It was high pants. Because I think he says it a few other times in later episodes too.
I see.
So I'll have to keep an eye on it.
I see. Wieners.
I was just going to say, I see
wiener.
Oh, wait. But 10 minutes ago, this pizza was warm.
This pizza's ice cold.
How many cyclophages would you give this?
I'm going to give this a solid 4 out of 5.
Wow. Okay.
We're starting strong. I did think it was fun. Actually, though, for originality, I'm actually going to have to dock half a point, and I'm going to give it a 3.5 because they borrowed two things. They borrowed both the Lucy Lubot thing with the robot, where you download someone and it transforms a robot into them. And the thing where Fry saves Leela, and then they have this whole thing of like, you think the other person's dead, but then they're the one who's dead.
And like, I the wish B episode that you hate. Doomsday device. I hate the B episode. And I wish they would have used a different Doomsday device, because I like seeing all the professor's eclectic volumes of devices.
And he wouldn't have given up his sentimental favorite so quickly for Bender.
Exactly. And we did have space travel, which was good. We love the space travel. It was good to see the old crew again. So I'll give this a 3.75.
Okay.
Not far off. 3.625 average sounds fair to me.
6.2.
Repeating, of course.
3.625,
right?
3.625.
Yeah. It's called an instrument. Instrument.
I'm having a stromk. Well, guys, that's gonna be, I think, it for us today.
And
welcome back to season
indeed,
7.
You know?
We were the tight. This is probably the tightest 45 we've ever done.
Probably the tightest.
Probably the tightest.
Tighter than we've ever seen before.
I can't believe he's fucking running for president again.
I can't believe he
Have you seen
a
all
chance.
The memes about like how many weird things are happening again, where it's like Trump, Biden are both running for president, and then like other weird like pop phenomenons are like,
the
oh,
Super
they're making
Bowl's
another.
The same as it was in 2020.
The Super Bowl's the same. They're making another remake of Final Fantasy VII or something, I guess.
Oh, God. Well, hopefully we don't have any other bad news coming, because right now in 2020, we were living our best lives until about 3 weeks from now.
I could use some good news.
Exactly.
Good news,
I could use a little bit of...
Good news, everyone.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us for this season. It feels like we've been doing this show for 10 years. No, but it has been two.
29 episodes left.
Petey, we did technically miss our two-year anniversary. Which I'm just realizing that now. So.
Oops.
Well,
do a 2 year wrap.
We'll do a 2 year. We'll do a 2 year episode next. How about we do that? We can celebrate officially the 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, thanks so much for joining us. As always, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/worldoftomorrowpod. You can also get updates. You can find us on Spotify. Apparently, Google Podcast is also ending, apparently.
Really?
Yes. So Stitcher died last year in August.
R.I.P.
And we were on Stitcher. And then now Google Podcast is apparently dying. I think they got bought or something. And then so Spotify really – we picked the right host because they're still going strong with the podcast. So shout out to Spotify. Spotify for a podcast or whatever bullshit.
It's Google Podcasts is turning into YouTube Music app.
Oh, God. That's what they did with Google Play Music. They turned it into YouTube Music.
Yeah.
Stop consolidating, guys. It's bad for business. People stop using those features.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm on Apple Play or Apple Podcasts now, so.
And I'm on Spotify. I'm back, baby. So anyway, you can find us on Spotify. That Spotify dot
excuse me, instrument. Yeah, you're not allowed to use that one anymore.
Daniel has I can't even talk. You think I have low blood sugar or something? But I ate dinner before this.
I haven't eaten anything since lunch. I'm the one with low blood sugar.
Well, eat a snack, PD.
No, this little Christian has to wait to have a big meal.
You are so weird.
I'm gonna have
Quay does the same thing. You guys both wait. You guys both sit in pain. You sit in pain while you're so hungry because you want the big meal. But then you're hurting yourself for no reason. For no reason.
I'm skinny. I'm real skinny. And then I just have a giant meal before bed, which is the healthiest thing you can do.
Yeah, exactly. So good for your digestion to be laying down.
If you had any idea of the wonderful dumps I take in the mornings, you would be proud.
Look, I take wonderful dumps in the morning as well. I'm a very regular sire when it comes to that.
Sire. God. Let's end this thing. Just degenerating.
Did
so
you
quickly.
Miss me?
You missed us dearly.
That is the end of the podcast. You can find. Thank you guys so much for joining. And as always, PD has something to say.
We'll love you forever. We'll love you for always. As long as you're listening, our friend you'll be. Now take us out, dealer's choice.
Brought to you by Molten Boron.
Nobody doesn't like Molten Boron.
Bye. Bye.